One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Ramble. Well, hey, howdy. Welcome to a very special podcast. This is a Smosh Summer Games retrospective episode where we brought in, I think, 9 people. So it's a very special episode. By the way, there will be spoilers of Smosh Summer Games Apocalypse. So if you haven't watched all those episodes, go freaking watch them right now, you dumb. Let's get right into it. So what Summer Games this year comprised of was sitting on a toilet completely naked and showering completely clothed. What was going on with our brains?
Ian doesn't want to talk about Wes cheating in the paintball thing yet. So let's talk about how Wes cheated in the trivia thing.
Whoa! Keith spoiled Summer Games on his Instagram story. This is the only year we actually had a social media blackout like set in stone. Yes.
The best nickname for Lasercorn ever.
Wow.
Which we cannot repeat.
I feel like we can repeat it here more than it made in the video.
Yeah, ready? 1, 2, 3.
LazyCom!
Love that.
Because he only has one kid, one and done.
Yeah!
We're doing a podcast, we each say one word at a time, right? For the whole hour?
Yep. Whoa, my goodness. Welcome to the Smosh Summer Games retrospective. Woo! So today I'm joined by a myriad of people from Team Toxicity, the Mushroom Clouts, and some refs. So let's all sound off, y'all.
Hello, my name is Damien Haas, and I'm representing Mushroom Clout.
Hello, Courtney Miller in the gang, specifically Mushroom Clout gang.
This is Lasercorn for Team Mushroom Clout.
And this is Sarah Whittle, also known as the best ref.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Hi, this is Ryan Todd, affectionately known as Trash Panda.
This is Matt Robb and Sarah Whittle's Dirty Liar. Also the better ref.
This is Mari Ranger, Yellow Ranger on Team Green, Toxicity.
Just have a stroke?
Love that. No, you don't get it?
There's a lot of words there. This is also not how you do a podcast.
And I'm Shane Top of the Team Toxicity, the champions.
That's right.
That's right. There's the tea. Spoilers already.
Yeah. Wow. So so this podcast could be a complete disaster. We really don't know yet. But we'll see. Let's get into it.
Did you say it would be a disaster of the apocalyptic kind?
Yes.
It was funny. It'd be good.
So, guys, we were out in the desert for several days. We somehow survived. 4 or 5, I don't know. We lost track of time. We reverted back to our basest human needs.
Like a bassist? Good call?
Yeah, dude, that was pretty bassist.
Yeah.
You're canceled.
Hashtag Ian as a bassist.
It was one Fish concert.
Ian's not happy.
Is this just give Ian shit for an hour?
I would
an
love
hour?
That.
We've been working on a year.
Okay, great.
Smosh Summer Games, Ian sucks!
That would actually be a good theme. Can
Don't
we do that
the
next
theme
year?
For next year!
It's everybody versus me. It's like the Mario Party levels where it's everyone versus one person.
Gang up on, yeah.
But you get god tier powers as the president of the company, so it'll be like, all right, Wes wins, and you just go, no, he doesn't, and we're like, he doesn't. You got it, boss.
Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, no wonder you guys win. You got Wes. Speaking of Wes, really carrying you guys, helping you win.
She's just jumping right into the
I'm
tea.
I'm salty, man.
Yeah.
Why are you salty? Just because he brought a professional level paintball gun to Tim was on auto mode, lighting up our targets?
Accidentally.
He accidentally switched to auto mode. Oh, his finger must have slipped.
I got shot in the crotch so many times to risk for the team win, and I still freaking lost because 80% of those shots were Wes at my crotch.
Well, to be fair, you were jumping and, like, making him hit your crotch.
I was standing in front of the target. Like, if that's my... Yeah. I definitely should have done that.
Yeah. Yeah, Wes, Wes may have cheated a couple times.
Whoa! That's some tea.
Isn't he on your team, Ian?
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, I was fooled because he. Well, okay. Man, I feel like we're going into the tea too soon.
Sorry.
Let's go back to that later.
Ian's just lining through all of his topics there, crying like, no, great, we'll talk about the tea. Fine.
She's out of order. I have bullet points. We must
brain no work.
Well, let's talk about what was your favorite part about filming in the desert, guys?
My favorite part was when Wes cheated.
I don't know.
Go on.
For your win.
I don't do so great in the heat, which is no surprise to anybody, but I think once you're in the desert with, like, no true source of comfort, you get into this place of, like, all right, I'm going to be dirty, messy, and uncomfortable. Let's have some fun. And actually, I was much more able to, like, let go and have fun than I even was in the We Blew It, which was, like, just down the street from where we'd film normal stuff. So, I don't know. I got into it more, which I liked.
I like that you said that you don't do well in the heat because you were sweating on the car ride to the desert.
Correct.
Which had AC and everything. So,
dude, I'm built for the cold. I love t-shirts in 50-degree weather. I do not belong in the desert. I should not have survived.
Wasn't it last year at We Blew It that you just had hives for like days?
I have a condition thing that, like, apparently for a lot of people just pops up when you're, like, mid to late 20s. It just happens, and they don't know why, but heat sets it off. So I was literally just coated in, like, swollen, gross hives.
Those pictures you had were so crazy where it's like you were more hive than normal skin.
My arm just looked like a red bubble. It was gross.
Crazy idea. If it's triggered by heat, what if you built yourself a Mr. Freeze-style suit?
Ooh.
And then permanently controlled your temperature always?
I see where you're going with this. I could be the next Frozone.
Yes.
Yes.
Love that.
Love it.
All right.
Is that like a Mr. Freeze knockoff?
It's from the Incroyable.
You have a freaking kid, Lasercorn. You should know about the Incredibles.
He just watches Into the Spider-Verse on repeat. Yeah.
Oh, you're doing well then.
I can't get him to watch anything else. He loves Miles Morales.
Yeah.
Also, this was one thing that I think I realized at Smosh Summer Games. You haven't watched Toy Story?
What?
I've watched the original Toy Story. I haven't watched any of the new ones, is what I said.
And I'm like,
anything
you have a kid.
The second one came out in the 90s.
Three,
I haven't seen any new ones. After the first one, I'm like, this isn't for me.
Interesting.
Yeah.
He just hasn't had the time
it's
to get to the theater in 30
There's
years.
There's like literally a kid who like takes apart dolls and sets them on fire and stuff. This should really relate to you.
I mean, I guess. You
Maybe
know,
the fact that kid
what's his
lost.
Name? Tim Allen got busted for coke and it really left a sour taste
Wait,
in my
really?
Mouth.
Wait, really?
That's
like
a true 40 fact.
40 years ago.
That's a true fact. Yeah.
Who hasn't
and he rolled on his friends. And that's all I could think about during Toy right. Story.
Man, really
I'm like, look at this
you, huh?
snitch yeah. pretending he's a good guy.
Wow. Yeah.
So, Mari, what was your favorite part about being in the desert?
Okay, so this is something that didn't happen on camera. It lives in my mind. One of my favorite things about Summer Games is always, like, the camaraderie we share, like, outside of being in an office. It was the instant party, which happened this one night.
Oh, yeah. My God.
It's so great.
Party.
And jump in if I'm missing any details. So there was one night we were all staying at this like motel and we were standing on the second story balcony and we're like, what do? The pool's closed. We have nowhere else to hang out. There's no like common room. So we're all just kind of standing on the balcony. All of a sudden, somebody knocks on, was it you?
Well, it was Shane, Damien, and I were just hanging out in Shane and Damien's room just
and
talking.
And we were standing in front of that
and
room.
And we were all talking, us three, we were like, what are we going to do tonight? Because they like closed the pool. The pool's kind of like sketchy. Like,
well, when I texted you and I asked you where you were.
Yeah, and I was like, I'm just hanging out with Shane and Damien right now. And then like 2 seconds later, there's a knock on the door.
And so when this knock happens, there's probably like maybe four people on this balcony area in front of their door. So this knock happens, and I'm like, oh, someone's knocking on a door. So I look behind, and I see Shane, Damien, and Sarah in their room. And so I walk in. I think Jovan walks in after
Kimmy
me.
Kimmy and I happen to be walking by as well. We yep. just kind of followed the flow of
they
traffic.
They followed yeah. in.
I was hanging outside. So when you opened the door, I was like, well, people are walking in, so I guess I'll walk in too.
And then Kevin walks in with a guitar, yeah. immediately starts playing
we
something.
We all just slowly just start yelling.
And then there was instantly like yes. 30 people in this yeah. tiniest this hotel
it was like
room.
It was like a clown car emptied into our front door. Yeah. It was just like, oh, more people. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Well, holy. All right.
From my perspective, it just looked like the longest line of people yeah. like mm-hmm. constantly entering the room. And then, of course, Kevin's like immediately playing yeah. Wonderwall. And I'm yeah. like, oh, how did we get here?
It was incredible.
The funniest thing was you guys didn't say like, oh, come in or anything. It was nope. just knocking. We were like, oh, hey, what's up? We're coming in. And like everyone just kind of followed suit.
It was within great. 10 yeah. seconds, it felt like you transported yourself into a party that had been going for 2 hours. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So we were all like, it's an Insta party. We mm-hmm. should start charging people for just creating this Insta party of train line.
That's yeah. funny.
Mambo line.
Conversations
type of thing.
Were happening like mid-conversation through. And it was just mm-hmm. like, okay, so that movie. And it's like, there's just so much happening in such a short amount of time.
Yeah. yeah.
That was my
Thank
favorite.
You guys for letting us invade
yeah,
your room.
Of course.
Yeah.
I loved it. It was great.
Yeah. It was
yeah.
great.
Yeah.
I'm an OCD boy, legitimately. So it was a big like test for me where I was like, there's six people sitting on my bed. That's fine. It's fine.
I just remember you muttering yourself, just shoes off. Shoes off. Shoes, no, that's fine.
Well, look,
shoes off.
Like, just don't put shoes on my bed. There's
know,
a line.
Shoes on the bed is crazy.
Screaming, he's like screaming internally.
It's gross. Yeah. Come on.
No one put shoes on your bed.
Not after I muttered. Yeah.
That was a great moment. I would yeah. say that was my favorite moment.
Someday I want that moment to be like animated. Because yeah. I feel like we all remember it in our minds, but it's like
I
it's
think Brendan has
moment.
A picture of it. We should.
Yeah, there's a film
he
photo.
He stood on Shane's bed to take a picture of it. Shoes
yeah,
on.
You were peeing on my bed. Matt took a fat dump on yeah, it. You know, whatever.
Yeah, it was fine.
Typical party.
He didn't say not to.
Yeah, me and Kimmy, we just decided to walk out of the room, see what everyone was doing, and we walk out and like. I was just like, oh, what's going on here? And all of a sudden you just hear, hey, as everyone just slowly filtered in and there was no like.
And then I seem yeah. to recall every time somebody else entered the room, everyone was like, hey!
Well, that's just the thing we do literally everywhere in public. Yeah. We do it at Buka. We do it anytime anyone walks into a room, waiter, stranger, the yeah. police. We just scream at them.
Yeah.
Like a nice scream.
Yeah.
It's a welcoming scream.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. But then at some point I was like, there are other people in this motel.
Yeah.
It is a motel, so the door is like directly to the public. Like so by the fourth entrance of a person, we'd be like, ah.
Yeah. Yeah, we all try to be like, hey.
Welcome to our party.
It was the wildebeest scene from Lion King.
Wow. Long live.
Have you seen Lion King, Lasercorn?
Yeah, I saw the original.
Okay, all right.
My son actually demanded to leave the live action movie. Yeah, I took him to the live action.
Right.
He's like, can we go home? Can we? It was. It's terrible. The live action is terrible. All
You're
right.
A strong-minded this, boy.
But enough about me crapping all over Disney movies.
And speaking of parties, I really loved the rat party we had after.
Yeah.
After
yeah, that was
flop.
Great.
And surprisingly, after all those days in the desert, like I did not burn at all. Same. But when we did the 45 minutes in that backyard of that house in LA, I burned like hell.
We yeah. all did. I feel yeah. like every one of us survived the desert fine. And then the moment we all got to LA and shot in a backyard, every one of us got burned.
Mm-hmm. We got too comfortable. Yeah. We were like, we made it through the
did
desert.
Did you get burned in the desert?
No, I don't burn. I'm,
whoa!
I'm just darker either. Than you guys.
But right. Shane, yeah. but Shane, like, so we were very careful about like taking care of ourselves in the desert, making sure we don't get heat stroke, all that kind of stuff. And then we get back to LA, we're shooting the paint, we shot the paintball thing in LA, and freaking Shane gets like heat stroke at the
you
paintball
did?
Park.
Okay, yeah. It's,
I didn't know that.
It's because I didn't get heat stroke.
Well,
you look bad, dude.
I just went really crazy, and I was talking to Wes and Mari, and we were like, all right, so we're just going to sprint out there. And I sprinted to the middle of the field, unloaded, needed to reload, sprinted back to the base, sprinted back to the middle of the field. Then I eventually sprinted back to the base, and I just was – I can't breathe in that mask. Yeah. And I was just like, I am out. And I was like, you know what? I don't even need to be here. Wes has literally a machine gun. I can just sit down. And I needed to take a breather. I was running too much.
Yeah, you look like a rag doll just sitting on the floor.
I was dead. But I also was fully aware that I didn't have to do anything at that point. I was like, Wes could do this alone.
Yeah. True. And he did.
He kind of did.
Yeah.
And we've come full circle.
He doesn't want to talk about Wes cheating in the paintball thing yet. So let's talk about how Wes cheated in the trivia thing.
Whoa! Jovan was writing
cheated in the trivia thing.
He cheated? Netflix,
yeah. I don't think Netflix. He really cheated
yeah,
Netflix.
Yeah, he did. Jovan has done that, I don't think. Jovan has done this 2 years in a row. He did this in the Winter Games as well. What he'll do is he sits next to Wes, and then he writes like a number or a letter on his thigh to help him out. Like one was Friday the 13th, and he wrote like a 13. Mm-hmm. This one, I think, was Fifth Element, and he wrote a 5 on it.
So isn't that Jovan cheating then? Isn't that Jovan cheating?
But Wes should have been a good guy and said no,
no. Admit it. Yeah,
fair enough.
This is
the thing. When you cheat in Smosh Summer Games, because these are very serious games,
we find you.
And we actually kill the other team that loses. So sorry.
Yeah.
But if you cheat for camera, it's entertaining. Like, Jovan tried to cheat in the Slippery Snakes challenge by pulling out a snake and be like, oh, I have a snake or whatever. But if you're cheating just to cheat, like, that's a little slimy. Like, that's just not fun.
I will say, in the paintball, Jovan also cheated.
he did?
Yeah, they cut it out, but it's at the very end when, like, my gun jams, and then someone ends up bringing me another gun, and then Jovan's standing way far off, shooting the target, and mostly me, because I'm right in front of it, and I'm like, I just want to take him out from here, and I'm, like, firing all around him. He's really far away. Finally, one hits him right on the arm, and I'm like, yes, awesome! And I was so excited, and the adrenaline was pumping, where I'm like, yes, I actually got him! And then he looks at it, and he just keeps going. that's when he yells, Mr. Platinum! And they cut this out, thankfully, but I was like, these are all fun and games, but again, adrenaline was going, I was getting shot with paintballs, I hit him, he cheats, and then I yells, oh, of course, if anyone's gonna cheat, it's gonna be effing Jovan! Just like walk away, and I was like, oh, that was a part of me I didn't love.
Oh my God.
But why did we cut that out? Because that seems like it's great.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
I will say, Wes brought his own paintball gun, and he was like, yeah, it's an auto trigger, whatever, but I have that turned off, so it's not going to be a problem, it's whatever. And obviously, it just goes off in the middle of the game, and it's just like, destroying the other team.
You can see the first time our target gets hit is not just like random hits, it's like...
Yeah.
Spencer was showing me in the edit, he sent me an export, and he's like, Wes's gun is so fast, the camera couldn't pick up the paintballs leaving the barrel.
Oh my
gosh. No. Literally, it looked like it was going in, because it was so fast that it couldn't register.
And I was kind of, afterwards, Damien comes up to me, he's just like, well, that was fun. And I was just like, I think Wes, he said it was, I think it was by accident. Like, I don't know. And then Wes comes up and he's talking to me and Damien, and I was there just defending Wes, and he looks at us and he goes, yeah, no, my auto like accidentally went off. And I was like, by accident. Buddy. And I look at Damien and then I just turn and walked away.
So
I was like, son of a bitch.
You still got the win.
So I think like, that I will say that we refs fucked up.
Yeah, you guys let him bring that gun.
But honestly, I didn't notice. I didn't notice the difference. It is a massive difference.
I have a text message from Wes saying, hey, can I bring the gun? Because we did Call of Duty last year. Can I bring the gun from Call of Duty? It's identical to everybody else's gun. And I was like, yeah, all right, if it's identical to everybody else. And then I was so worried because, you know, back when we did Call of Duty, Courtney got hit and it was not fun. So I was more worried about people getting physically hurt than I was worried about people cheating at summer games, which doesn't matter because it doesn't matter. but I have something to say. I was getting a lot of heat for cheating in Red Light, Green Light.
True. Yeah, which you did.
You did.
I'm going to unveil right now.
Whoa.
So I had control of the music, yes. But we three refs noticed halfway through the game, miraculously, Wes knew exactly where everyone on the field was. No matter whether they were standing still, or they were moving, or where the refs were, or where the cameras were. So I was like, literally, he would walk directly at somebody and be like, okay, well, that's not fair. So I'd pause the music and give everyone an advantage, and they'd move around, and then he'd go, no, they're going that way. It's like, how do you know, Wes? You're blindfolded.
Also, nobody knows where you're pointing because they can't see.
And it was like, come on, man. Because everyone, I mean, Ian, you could admit, you could kind of see if, like a sliver if you look down like that.
I didn't look. That's why I didn't touch a single person, except for probably all the times I was going to touch Keith, but then you kept stopping the music.
Okay. Oh, all right. No. But I'm just saying. Whoa.
So I think Wes's, if he were here, his defense to that would be like, I heard him. I heard, that's how I knew where everyone was going.
Well, next time we need to do, if we do blindfolded, we have to wrap Wes and give him earplugs and leave him in a box somewhere.
In the interest of full disclosure, I had, I think, the same mask that Wes did, and I did see a little sliver, and at the very end, I did see Wes's shadow and then touch him. So in my mind, I was like, all right, turnabout is fair play.
Oh,
like,
so Damien cheated as well.
I guess so.
I knew Wes was cheating, which is why I tried to even things for our team by ramming my head into his balls.
That's what I was going to say. So did he try to basically cover his cheating by allowing you to ram your head into
he
his balls?
He definitely probably could have seen me coming.
Because that's really noble.
I could see a little bit, but boy, it sure didn't help me at all because I was running into so many people.
Yeah, you really sucked these games.
I really did.
I don't know about that.
Let's just blind everyone with like a hot iron just right into the eyes, and then it'll be completely fair.
I definitely saw a clip that I think was cut out of the video, but I certainly groped you, Mari.
In
the dead light, green light.
You didn't have I was like,
what is this? And you're like, that's me. I was like, oh shit.
Oh. Yeah. I wanted to talk to you about that. Where did you grope me? Front or back?
When you say grope,
do you mean just pawed at?
Well, I mean just like my hand touched something,
but
and I was like, and I paused for a second. I was like, what is this?
Groping is with your fist.
I might have done like the TSA pat, you know? I might have gone like,
that's kosher, I think.
Yeah. I touched so many butts.
It's not even me that you're feeling.
One other thing about red light, green light. Dead light, green light. In defense of the refs, I got out really fast, and I think like two of us got out really fast. And I thought the reason you were doing that is like, oh man, this video is gonna be like 30 seconds. Because I was out immediately. I thought I was gonna be like slick by like running towards the exterior. And I'm like, if I could get on the outside, they won't be expecting that. But then I like got caught in a weird position and Olivia like immediately got me. So I think there was a fear that the video was gonna be over too quick.
100%. And it goes back to what Sarah was saying. It's like there's a difference between cheating to win and cheating to make a good video. Yeah. Joven hiding snakes in his pants, he was doing a bit. Me cheating in the video by making it longer than 3 minutes long was just something I was trying to go for, guys. Like, I feel like it was round two when like half of you got eliminated in the first 3 seconds.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I thought I was being slick. I was not. Olivia turned into the fucking predator. I was trying to dodge, it didn't work. I was immediately eliminated.
Hey, look, we can't help it if we're just better at the game. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I love in the video when who decided to hold hands? Two people decided to hold hands, and then Olivia's like, anybody want to hold hands with me? And then nobody said anything.
Poor baby.
Also, there's really no reason for the refs to actively cheat for any other reason, because I can't stress this enough. The refs hate all of us equally.
Equal opportunity hatred, guys. Yeah. It's important.
Almost as much as we hate ourselves, but yeah.
Dude, how was your first summer games, Trash Panda?
Yeah.
It was lovely.
It's your first time experiencing that, I feel like that side of our production world, like is the summer games.
And Ryan, you came closest to dying on set because you were out in the sun for that whole first day, right?
Yeah, when we shot the trailer, I tried to go hard. It was, I don't know, 110. 110?
Yeah. 105.
I think it was like 105, but yeah.
Oh, different.
It felt like 110.
Yeah, there was a humidity level. No, it was very dry. So I tried to go hard. I think me and our DP, we were out in the sun for 4.5 hours without getting shade, which we told ourselves we wouldn't do. And so I tried to get to the very end, and I didn't make it. And basically what I did is I had a PA drive me back to the house, and I don't know if I told you guys this, but I went to the bathroom at the house and just stripped down to nothing and just sat on the toilet and wrote it out.
What?
Felt better.
You straight Donald Duck in it, dude. Yeah.
Not even Donald Duck, just naked
just
all the way.
Donald Duck.
And then, so wait, there was this, somewhere in the house, there was this sweaty man with panda makeup, completely naked, just breathing heavy, like.
Like a scene from The Shining.
And I was actively scared because that bathroom didn't have a lock.
Yeah.
But I didn't care because I was hurting so bad. So I was just sitting there waiting for someone to find me.
Wait, that bathroom definitely had a lock.
No, I was just, and you know, for video, for the audio, I was just literally sitting there just like this, just kind of sitting on the toilet. So if anybody would have opened the door, they would have just gotten the best treat ever.
Welcome.
Wow.
Were you chugging water or something?
Yeah, I was just in there sweating and chugging water.
He's just sitting naked.
Yeah,
just for fun.
Waiting to die.
Yeah.
Bro.
I've gotten heat stroke before, and that worked the last time I got it, so I just wrote it out. It was great.
Naked toilet. Yeah. Water time.
So
naked toilet water time.
Sarah and I just took a nap in the van. It was great.
It's traditional.
Yeah, we there was a lot of times where Matt, Rob, and I just went to the nearest car, blasted the AC, and died. Yeah. Like, we would take, I took so many naps because I was just heat stroking the entire time. Mm-hmm. Anytime that our words are a little flubbed is because our brains were frying.
Yeah, speaking of the vans too, like, everyone in production was very aware this time, like, we got to keep everyone cool and relaxed and stuff. So they would often, you know, as soon as we get to set, they'd be like, all right, guys, stay in the van. We're not ready for you yet. But with 10 hot, sweaty people in a van,
a black van
sitting still in the desert, it was it was way hotter than it was outside.
Yeah,
so we kept going like, yeah, can we leave? Can we please get out? They're like, guys, just stay in here. You got to stay cool. And I was like, I'm leaving the van. And they're like, all right, but it's cool. And it was
15
degrees cooler. See, this was the trick. You convince everyone to leave the van, and then you go back in the van, and it's better.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
It's called kill your friends.
Yeah.
I do have a funny story. So talking about Shane, like, heat stroking during the paintball. So you guys were, like, either hanging out in the house or hanging out in the van as the cast until, like, camera and crew were ready. And Shane just decides to go to the basketball court in the middle of this desert.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Did you have a basketball?
No, I had a football. I invented a new game called football basketball, and it is so much fun. So, I was out there all, like, for a solid 2 hours.
How long did it take you to come up with that name? Football basketball?
A couple hours.
Yeah.
That's what you did the whole time? You didn't actually play? You're just trying to think of the name?
Yeah.
So Matt and I were driving back to the house, and we see Shane alone playing football, basketball, or basketball, football.
Hell yeah.
And he always, you know, tosses water bottles into trash and always misses, and he just has a terrible shot. So he just starts and he throws this football, and it immediately makes it in the basket. And we were all like, whoa! So we're all freaking out, and then we're like, do it again! And Matt and I stood there in the car for like 5 more minutes waiting for him to do it again, and he never did.
I have a lot of you missing on my phone. That's
I'm
great.
Sure.
Yeah, weren't you like making it like crazy, and then as soon as the cameras came out, you like missed?
That's exactly what happened.
Love that.
Yeah.
That is literally what happened.
Yeah.
I remember it was like kind of like you were like a little kid, like, and we were the parents, so you were like, look what I can do! And you nailed it on the first one, and then it just, yeah.
And then you're just a disappointment for the rest of the time.
Just like with your real parents.
We
Wow. Heavy moderation.
I want to call out, Sarah bullied me throughout this entire summer games. It was like game two where she was like, well, you're on track to get LVP. And then that just continued.
Oh, no.
And I was so psyched out. And so every game I was like, don't get LVP. And I just was ruined.
Yeah.
I sucked.
Shane, I have
more
to say,
in this game.
Yeah, I have to say, like, yeah, in the catch your meal, you know, we had so much money on you. And then you didn't catch a single one,
look,
did you?
They slipped through my hand, man.
And
they
right into my hands. I
no,
carried that
but, but I... God, I got that squirrel. And also, I will say, Courtney freaking Miller, that was the most I've ever done in that. Like, I nearly lost my voice doing that.
Oh, and you did Courtney freaking Miller during Catch Your Meal?
In Belly Flop.
Belly
oh,
flop.
In Belly Flop.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was insane.
First time I've ever
gotten
11 points.
I don't know where you got my
points.
Swimsuit top.
That was, that was intense. And the best nickname for Laser Corn ever.
Wow.
Which we cannot repeat.
We can't?
This. on this podcast.
I feel like we can repeat it here more than it made in the video.
Yeah, ready? One, two, three.
Lazy Com!
Love that.
Because he only has one kid, one and done.
I love it. I'm gonna get a t-shirt made with that on it.
Yeah.
Owning it. Yeah. Yeah, Courtney almost died in the belly flop competition.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. She,
at the very end.
Well, yeah, I kind of got you to the edge of the pool, and then, like, I did kind of stutter step backwards, and that's when you went off. And your feet were, like, maybe you can't see if you're just listening to the podcast, but it was very close to hitting the pool.
Yeah.
But you did tell me afterwards that you're very good with judging distances and that you knew you could make it.
I grew up with a pool and doing weird jumps and dives all the time. And I kept asking, I was like, are you sure you can do this? Are you sure you can hold me? Are you sure I'm not too heavy? And you were like, yes, yes, yes. But like, I don't know.
I mean, I did hold you. I didn't fall over or trip anything. I just took a half step backwards to correct my balance, and it was at the wrong time to do that. But
that's okay. No, we did it. We still did it. I'm always bummed because like when I do a crazy flop like that, I come up and it's not like yeah. It's like
every year you scare the hell out of
just
me.
Just like enjoy it. It's
no,
a video.
No, because I don't
I'm
want
alive.
You to die.
No, I have to say, I was standing, I was on your side for that video, and your toes were, I don't think we can measure it. Your toes were like a millimeter from just scraping off on the
I've
side.
I've never
of
been
pool.
Afraid of that.
But it looked, it
well,
sounded,
you should be.
I don't need my feet.
I think I'm the reason we were all concerned is it continued on, like when you watch your friend do something like, oh, I'm gonna take this bike off a ramp, watch. And then they crash horribly, and you're like, are you okay? And they're like, yeah, I'm fine. And they're like, you're missing an arm and you're bleeding profusely. No, it's cool. And it came across like that. We all thought you hit that stuff, but you're like, you always put on a tough show, like you never wanna be injured or whatever. So it could have been like your toes were falling off, and you'd be like, no, why? Why is everybody worried? It's fine. It's
and
fine.
Not to mention that when you guys got set up, there was that moment where you got on his shoulders and you guys wavered backwards, which I think you would have just gone through like a plate glass window or something like that.
And then a window.
And then you start walking, and it's like, oh, we're too high for this deck that's above us. And then you had to like, you almost smacked. So it was just like a series of possible injuries, but great belly flop.
Yeah.
Solid. Thanks,
flop.
Guys. That got you the award, right?
Yep. Hey, you guys remember when I made that orca pun?
Yeah, you mean in 2014? I totally remember that.
Okay, I actually have one issue with the flop voting. Okay, can I just say this right now?
No.
I don't think you should be awarded high points for not jumping. Because I've seen a lot of, through the years, I've seen a lot of belly flops where they just lean forward.
Well, the first time.
Just say me. Sorry.
I mean, I did that. I did the classic fall.
I've seen it so many times.
And I got a bad score. And then the next year, someone did that same exact flop and got an incredible score. I think
know.
It's just based on the
That's
judge's
what I don't get.
Mood.
It's not called jumping belly flop.
Yeah,
but how are you supposed to get a good flop by just leaning forward?
Discipline.
I feel like that's harder because you don't brace yourself. Like, jumping is one thing because it's an action and it's seconds, but the lean in to not want to stop yourself. Like that takes more dedication.
Yeah, I don't know. Man. I think points have to be awarded to airtime, right?
That's like
that's never been criteria.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah,
we still
don't know what a pun is.
But I've seen so many. All right, look, the orca pun is never gonna die. I'm sorry, but
you're never gonna get points.
Well, as the flop judge, I just look for like that flat contact on water, whether it's 6 feet up or like 6 inches down, kind of like that Christ pose going down. That's what I look for, is like that flat smack. And so
that's the redness.
And the redness is like something, you're going to be red no matter what. It's like where that redness is. So that's my perspective.
There's a pitch that I feel like you hear when you know that someone nails it. And it doesn't really matter if they're falling into it or jumping, you hear it, and everyone does that collective, oh.
It's like a smack, yeah.
I'm just saying, if you give...
This is really the hill you're gonna die
this
on?
Yes.
I've always been bothered by the lean into the... It just doesn't seem like enough of a commitment.
I do that every year.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
No, this is it.
I will also say, though, there's not many options. Like, you can jump. I mean, I try to get air, but I don't think that's going
to when
be
you
the
try and get creative,
points.
you almost die like me when you try and
is this
and
just?
Get
do you just want us to compliment your calves? Is that what this is? Because you have good air? Do you feel
what?
Like you have better air than
No, I definitely
else?
Don't have as good of air as I've seen other people. I just, you know, I want people to go. I want people to send it, man.
All right.
Next year it should be style pun and like sea mammal based puns. Those are the three criteria.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, okay.
We have yet to do high dive belly flop, and I feel like that would be awesome.
I pitched that the day before,
and that's horrifying.
Yeah, I remember, and it was amazing.
Not like more than like 10 feet,
yeah,
but like,
you
know.
What?
It'd be so cool.
That's for the judges' year.
You know what we should do, though? Oh, wait, no, because everyone cheers. I was going to say we should get a decibel meter.
Nobody cheers for mine. They're all just like, huh?
Yeah, we're just legitimately worried for you, Courtney.
Don't worry.
Sorry
just
for
laugh.
Worrying about you, Courtney.
No, ugh, it's so annoying.
Yeah, I know. We suck for
the
caring.
Decibel that would work is like you could straight cannonball and it would probably right. be louder than or a scream. Smack.
Yeah, I'll just scream.
Truth.
Yeah.
You?
That's true.
Scream and then just dunk.
There could be like an air bonus. Like an air bonus.
Yeah.
There could be an air bonus. Well, I think if you have better puns, that'll probably raise your score up.
Possible.
Yeah. Okay, so you're saying, more
be better.
More mammal, sea-based creature
puns. I will say, though, that I think I've been a part of every belly flop except for the first one in the Venice Beach House. Yeah. This year was, like, next level. I feel like everyone put in a lot more creativity.
You were there.
Camp was the first
camp
one.
Camp was the first one.
Oh, so I've been there for all of them. Yeah. This was the best year, I think, for belly flops.
It was insane.
People really surprised me with the things they pulled out. I was very impressed.
Jovan literally ripped his shirt off.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, he completed it. We were all sitting there being like, he's going to rip off half of it. He did it. Great.
Yeah, pretty Olivia's impressive. Flop was dope. She just stayed dead.
Yeah, that was great.
I have to say, I agree with you. I think belly flop's really a fun competition to judge, and it would be, I don't know, kind of awesome to actually be able to judge said belly flop.
You don't want the heat, man.
But you don't
want the heat.
Looks like we're flopping in the salt water.
What was the reason? I can't remember. Why couldn't I be a part of belly flop? What was the reason?
You got murdered.
Oh, you got murdered.
Joe Burrito.
You got killed by Drew Berber.
It was bad writing.
Drew Berber.
But very exciting to have a very special person there, correct?
Yeah.
It's the gift that keeps on giving. Every year, we feel like bringing him back for one thing, and this year I got to dress him up like an idiot, and it worked out great.
Yeah. And he got to shamelessly.
He apologized to me like 5 times for licking my face. And I was like, it was funny. I went along with it. He's like, all right, I just feel like I don't want to offend you. I'm like, it was fine. Like, what are you doing? He's like, I know you're weird about being touched. And I'm like, it was okay.
I might have been gotten in his head.
Oh, really?
Like, dude, Damien's really upset. Well, you really got to go say something.
Also, Joe has really bad gingivitis. So there's a good chance.
Oh, I smelled.
You got that bacteria on you. Yeah.
It's weird because I didn't think I'd ever like have a reason to have smelly eyes, but I do now.
Now you do.
Smelly eyes are in.
Yeah.
I just love the shameless self-promotion, the Valley folk on his...
Oh, that was my idea.
That's right, the Valley folk.
Yeah. I thought it was great. It was
Patreon.com.
I really wanted him to look like a war boy. He ended up looking like the I Like Turtles kid.
Yeah.
In my head, I was like, oh, he's going to look so bad. It's going to be shirtless. He's going to have all this stuff. And then, like, Margo, who was there helping us with makeup, she did it, and I was like... Okay, it's fine. It'll look great. Like, she couldn't have done a better job. It was perfect, but I was just like, wow, you really look like the I Like Turtles.
I never thought about that until just now.
So funny.
Oh my God.
Because he didn't have the shaved head.
He just looked like a toddler.
Well, that was kind of what happened with you, right? Like Trash Panda. Were you going for like a skull and then you just ended up looking like an adorable panda?
I told everyone I wanted to look tough, but really deep cut, I just wanted to look adorable because... I want hashtag cutest ref. That's my whole goal.
That's true.
That's what I'm going for.
And also deadest ref at the end.
Deadest? Best Dead-ass resurrected ref.
Too. Oh, true.
Yeah. I just defy all logics of mortality, which is really cool.
Yeah, which is why you're sitting on the toilet naked.
I actually died on the first day and no one knew.
That was your vision quest.
And then I came back.
I live in the realm of spirits and
I died several times and no one was any wiser.
Nudist ref.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
A lot of people, I think, like, a lot of people were like, dude,
Just want to say kudos to Sarah for her awesome like outfit, the holographic
thing.
Thank you. The comments were loving it. That might be competition as cutest ref. I don't know.
Thank you. I would also agree.
You can't get one, Ryan.
Yeah, come on.
You can't get one.
No, this is awful. Thanks, Courtney.
I guess there can only be one first ref, though.
Also,
that's
shout out to
that's me.
Also, shout out to Lindsay for like bringing like a whole. So Lindsay, who's done a bunch of costume stuff for us, helped us out with the costumes on this one, and a lot of the stuff was just her own stock.
Yeah,
like Courtney, your outfit was like her Wasteland Weekend outfit.
Yeah,
right?
that jumpsuit was hers. Yeah, that thing was like lined with fabric. It was definitely meant for wintertime, and she like hemmed it into shorts. Ooh. So it was. I was a very sweaty. You know, I wish I'd done the Ryan Todd and naked toileted it after.
Highly suggested.
When's the last time you guys took a shit completely naked?
I mean, here
daily.
It's, Summer games.
It's very strange just sitting completely naked on a toilet. Sorry, let's go on.
Oh, you mean on the toilet? Not like in the shower?
I feel like when you have boobs, it's even weirder. A lot of hanging.
Shower?
Ryan Finnerty, he's over in the corner just like looking around confused. Like,
he's
all
like,
right.
We didn't agree to this topic. Yeah.
Welcome to the Summer Games podcast. So who's taking a shit naked?
Everyone.
Yeah, I'm sure we all have, but we can all agree it's strange, right?
Well, it's the pre-shower shit, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like primal.
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, I wasn't thinking that. I was like, you know, sometimes when you have you got to do a lot of business, and you're like, I just got to take off all my clothes right now.
Especially if you're in a jumpsuit or a dress.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it is.
Well,
or if you're wearing a romper, just naked.
For a romper, you have to do that, right?
You don't have to button the flap on your onesie.
I feel like pooping naked as a girl is like a lot weirder because there's like a lot more like out.
What?
There's a lot of stuff hanging.
You have two more things out than boys.
Yeah.
One more thing out than boys.
No, guys have to worry about laying anchor.
Yeah. You don't want to dip your boys in the water.
Tattoo.
No, stop.
No, they'll pop by laying anchor tattoo.
No, you're saying top half.
Yeah, top half.
Dude, top half. What else are you talking about? Oh, our second butt?
Yeah. Everybody knows ladies got two butts and four vaginas.
My problem with the pre-shower poop is that I feel like the poop particles stay in the air, and then you start the shower, and then it's like a poo sauna.
That's the point.
And I hate that. I can't stand a poo sauna.
Well, especially if you shit like a mister.
Then it's a
Speaking of bathroom air... Ugh. I have to tell you what happened like 5 minutes before we started this podcast.
What?
Miss Courtney Miller.
What did you
so,
do?
Because
nothing like
we're
that. Nothing poo related.
Because we're shooting this podcast, I was like, oh, I need to go to the bathroom. And all our bathroom stalls were filled. So I was like, I'm going to wait for
the
next person to step
in
out.
Sink again.
Someone step one bathroom door opens and it's Courtney with a full cup of coffee.
Oh.
Just walking. And I was like,
Don't judge me.
That is not kosher anymore.
And that's all she said. And then I was like, were you sitting on the toilet sipping coffee? And she's like, no, I put it on the tank. Don't judge me. Don't judge me.
Oh, yeah, the tank. That's too close to all the particles.
Yeah.
I just peed, guys.
The tank is the cleanest part of the toilet, just so y'all know.
Hey, do you guys remember when this podcast was about Summer Games?
Ryan Finnerty doesn't.
Don't judge me. I didn't want to leave my coffee unattended for one of y'all's to poison me.
I do remember, and I hope you're okay with me telling this story, Courtney.
Well,
at Summer
happening.
Games.
What happened?
Because we had like two working bathrooms, and one of them that didn't really work all the way.
Oh yeah, what I had to do after?
Yeah, you had to like scoot because we had one that wasn't the water wasn't going because there was like no water. We were in the middle of the desert, and you had to like scoop water from the tub and put it in the
tank.
Fill the upper tank because
the well, like this place was so old, it ran through a well, and the well was empty, and the upper tanks of the toilets would just like take hours to fill. So I just straight up decided there was like an empty bin in there. I was like, this must be what it's for. So I took the empty bin and would like fill it with water and fill the upper tank.
Whoa.
So that the bathroom would work.
So you just learned how toilets work at Summer
Games? I've always
known
that. I've just never had access to a bin.
That's true.
A water bin.
That's true. Okay. That was very resourceful.
Yeah, I'm impressed.
So the bathroom,
it's like a toilet MacGyver.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about. I thought you were talking about after the slime competition. I like showered fully clothed with shoes on.
I did too. There was no option really.
Yeah.
So what Summer Games this year comprised of was sitting on a toilet completely naked and showering completely clothed. What was going on with our brains? Yeah.
It's the apocalypse. All rules are off.
Yeah. And we were so close to that orgy house too.
Yeah. Orgy house.
Lucille Ball's orgy house.
There's there's this strange like dome
yurt
house on the top of this like volcano.
Which, if you look closely in most of the shots, you can see it in the distance.
Yeah.
In Summer Games,
it kind of looks like Epcot,
or like a planetarium
on the side of a mountain.
Yeah. And it belonged to this one like TV personality, and apparently orgies happened.
Yeah,
that's
I thought that was a rumor we started.
No. The medic said it. He's from there.
Oh. Yeah.
So it's a local rumor.
Got it.
Yeah. Some say you can still hear Lucille gang banging away.
Ricky!
Yeah. Guys, you know what else was out there? The first Del Taco.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
well, if you look close, you can see it in the background of most of our shots. We get no business at all.
I loved seeing the yurt in the background because it just looked like a supervillain lair.
Yeah.
Especially for the apocalypse, it just felt like some crazy supervillain
up
there,
and I loved that.
Speaking of Del Taco, we have to settle this, Ian, because last time we talked about this, you had issues. How was the food this year?
The food was amazing. You know, everyone...
No racism?
No racism, because there was nobody serving the food and deciding how many portions go to each person.
That's a hill you
die. The food was awesome. It varied from Mexican to barbecue to pizza, and sometimes all at once.
And one of them was just a big-ass potato.
Oh my God.
Biggest baby potato, like actual human baby sized potatoes.
Yeah.
There were like 84 potatoes for 30 people.
Yeah. And not one person could finish an entire potato.
Oh, Keith ate three.
What?
Keith went in on that night. That
they
was like
Keith
he was
three
thriving.
And made sure the rest of us had one.
It didn't happen.
I remember it happening.
No.
Dude, I got fat shamed that year.
But Keith confirmed in the podcast, right, that the servers from the other Smosh Summer Games.
He took care of me too, but probably because I hired them.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, well then it's not racism, it's just favoritism.
Well,
there you go. They must have liked him. He's got a winning smile.
It really sucks, huh, boy?
I think it's a general attitude that you gave off, Ian. I think that's what's happening.
I was always very thankful. Also, everyone else didn't get...
of you. Just
I agree with Ian.
Thank you.
I literally got like three beans.
Yeah.
I think out of all... Keith deserved... To double it up. I think he deserved it.
Considering he is the only person every year going who has spoiled Summer Games on social media.
Every year?
Real biggest fail.
This is the only year we actually had a social media blackout like set in stone.
Yes.
And I will say, like, I'm just going to stick up for him right now. Yes, Keith spoiled Summer Games on his Instagram story. I feel really bad because throughout the whole like previous days, he was recording stuff, saving it, and making sure he deleted it. I was watching him, and he was very good about it. And then this one time, he recorded it, and
you don't need to record video on Snapchat or on
Why?
Instagram.
Because then it's good content for when Summer Games is out.
Use
your camera.
You go to your camera.
What if there's filters or certain? What if you want to do a boomerang? There's a lot of things. Zooming, I know, but in this, there's a reason why people specifically go into Instagram to record the content, because also stuff looks different. Like there's a lot of stuff like that. But the point is, that's such a quick, like mechanical thing to post on Instagram stories, especially when you do it as often as we do. Like I feel really bad. And he genuinely felt terrible.
And was it a snap of just the random desert? No, it was every one of you in your team shirts jumping up and down.
And for context, if you don't know, we were on a social media blackout because we wanted it all to hit at the same time, be a big surprise.
VidCon.
We talked about it every single day, multiple times.
Yes. And we even made it a meme where we're like, and it's what?
Social media blackout!
Yeah.
Dude, because this is the first year that we were in complete control. There was no defy. There was no one telling us, like, oh, we got to tease it. We had complete control of the narrative. We wanted to have that moment at VidCon, and we got it. But still, it was that moment where it was just like an alert. Like, we were at the house.
Yeah, we were at the house, and actually Nancy from here, yes. She was here in L.A., so she had much better coverage than all of us. She goes, Keith just uploaded to his Instagram story. And I'm like, oh, great, let's see. And so I look, and it's all of you guys having the best time of your life.
You know what the moment was? On the bus. David was playing our Nails AD. Hair. He was playing the Indiana Jones theme from The Ride at Disneyland. Yeah. And we were riding really fast off-roading, and we were all like, yeah!
So it was up for like 12 minutes.
Yes.
12 minutes.
It was up for 12 minutes, and people were already making memes at a pink team or green team and like the whole thing.
Yeah, and so I texted Matt, and then I texted you and Shane, and then he texted Mari. We were like, please get him to take it down now.
And meanwhile, we're just like,
yeah, it's the happiest clip I've ever seen everyone in. And it was, I was like, oh no, this is it.
Genuine. Yeah. He did feel really bad when we told him.
He felt terrible.
Yeah, what was the tone in the van once the information got?
He felt bad.
He literally was like, oh my, oh my God, oh what, like, it was not a...
I kind of wish you guys would have filmed that moment.
Like when you shame a dog for like eating something.
We didn't have to.
Not quite that, but just to get a vibe.
That was the thing. Like I was upset, and then he came up to me, and it's that thing where you're like you're mad at somebody, but they know that they're more mad at themselves. I'm like, well, I can't be mad at you because you're more mad at you're beating yourself up more than I ever could. So
yeah, I
but
understand.
Then he punched him anyway.
Yeah, not like that.
Yeah, like I understand those brain farts. Like it just happens, and like there's, I understand it, but it's like in those moments, like I was so cautious, like to just use my camera for that weekend, so that because we really wanted it to feel special
also,
and big during VidCon. It didn't ruin anything by any means.
It's also a little strange that it's been Keith. Every time. It'd be one thing if it was like, oh my God, Kimmy. Oh, okay. Well, like she didn't know. But like every single time it's been
Leaked.
What other times?
He did it for Winter 2. He did it for Camp. And I think he did it for West. Because people who are watching his stuff, they're like, oh, he leaked it again.
Yeah.
And they were like talking about the last time
it's in his name.
Oh, that's why he's got it.
Keith. Yes, Keith.
Because
he keeped it.
When we were at West, I remember we were like, hey, everyone, like, please don't post, like, the teams of you in your shirt and also, like, you in cowboy gear. Like, please don't. And it was, like, the first day. And there were just cowboy hats in everyone's stories.
Guys, I got it. I know how to Keith-proof the next games. We make a bunch of fake shirts and take pictures in front of green screen like the Antarctic games, the volcano games.
Yeah.
And we have just like a bunch of different color shirts. And that way, the moment he leaks, we all also leak a bunch of other
stuff.
We can use
that's
everyone.
A really good call.
It's like,
that's a good save.
This year's Summer Games is in Antarctica. No, it's not. I saw it in a volcano. Like, and then they'll never know what we're actually doing.
I have a better.
I figured it out.
I have a better solution, actually. We send Keith on a decoy Smosh Summer Games with a bunch of people that are lookalike. Of us, and we send him off to
a fake
Summer Games.
We almost did that last year by accident, where he went to the wrong location.
Oh my God.
We shot at two different locations, and we shot at location A on day one and location B on day two. I made sure everyone knew that, and yet on day two, we all get a text from Keith where he's like, I'm at the park, where is everybody? And we're like,
nobody.
So we did it, it worked.
And that's classic Keith, because I don't know how many times we've shot, literally when we used to shoot in Sacramento, Keith would like get on a flight on the wrong day and start flying to Sacramento.
Oh, he'd go to the airport a day early.
Yeah. I mean, he would just...
We all, on Easter Day.
He just sent us a photo like, guys, I'm at the airport. I thought we were flying out today. I'm like, it's Easter. What are you doing?
He's really dedicated to finding those eggs.
He's excited to shoot.
Well, the worst part is like where he got dropped off on location A in the last Smosh Summer Games. Like... He was taking an Uber, so the Uber just left him in this random place in the middle of nowhere.
In a random park, which I believe 2 weeks prior to us shooting, they found a dead body there.
Hey!
Oh, I didn't know that.
What? No one told us that. I made sure not to tell you guys.
Good.
That.
Oh, great.
Yeah, it was like, because I guess it's somewhere up in like Deep Valley, and like I guess like a week before we filmed, we had already got the permit, we had already locked it, they like... found a corpse there.
Oh my goodness.
That's why I got hives. I'm allergic to the dead.
Oh, no. Yeah, that was...
Smosh, haunted games.
But I was like, we cannot tell the cast because they're going to lose their minds.
Was it like foul play or like natural causes?
I don't remember. I don't remember at all. But I remember
they were just
like.
Interesting. You have no alibi.
Yeah. I don't know why I was there and I wasn't there. No, I think it was like a drug thing or something. Because apparently a lot of people do drugs in that park too.
Yeah. Because there's a big difference between like someone had a heart attack and it's like, oh, it's that. You know, Valley Park killer.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Because one is more concerning than the other.
The heart attack. Yeah.
Like, the Valley Park killer. Yeah. Tell us more.
He's a serious problem.
Yes.
The dead person was a balloon salesman. He's like, there's nothing that sets me off like balloons. Small summer games. We won.
Courtney, we forgot to get a butt picture this year.
I know, dude.
Boo.
I know.
Every year. We didn't get a girl pic. Well, didn't we?
You did.
We got a couple girls pics, but we didn't do one in the bathtub.
Yeah.
We usually do one in the bathtub.
And I was just sitting there in the corner like, what about my girl pic?
Swimsuit photo,
what
yeah. About my we girl didn't do the butt picture either.
No.
We could keep
worked,
it going.
I worked
we
on my butt all year.
Too. You did?
I did, yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
You do have a pretty wicked dumper.
Is that how you talk?
Go a wicked dumper.
I was away from the mic.
Got that.
I'm pretty sure nobody heard that.
You shouted it into Ian's mic.
So let's see. So we had a lot of cheaters this year. So we had Matt. We already went over
I
that.
Didn't cheat.
We had Wes.
Quote unquote.
We had Joven. Noah tried to cheat.
Yeah, it was in Catch Your Meal. We didn't really make a moment out of it in the edit. Like he grabbed a snake off the ground and just decided to throw it in our bucket as if we were gonna like count them up and like hoping that it would count as an extra point. But we didn't. It didn't.
But
play.
But the historical cheater did not cheat.
Surprisingly.
Keith.
Yeah.
Did not cheat.
Yeah.
No, that played. We could catch.
That we
yeah.
could catch.
People Ooh. Were trying to like call him out in the comments for a dead light, green light, where they're like, he walked too fast and that was against the rules. I'm like, okay.
No.
Like,
no, I was I running.
Like, I loved yeah. him in Dead Light, Green Light.
Yeah. He's great.
Like, yeah. He did like an interpretive dance that yeah. was yeah. inspirational.
He was trolling
Oh, he
hard.
Didn't cheat at all, but people were trying. They were like, oh, there it is. Look, too fast.
Have we ever had moments that were like, we didn't realize happened until the edit, like a cheat or something like that?
I think Wes and the gun.
Yeah.
I legitimately, like Sarah and I were watching that cutback and I was like, we were mad at ourselves because in the moment we were just like, so much was going on. We didn't think it was an issue. And like, we heard mumblings of like, oh, he like walked the trigger. But like in the edit, I was like, oh, God damn it.
Like when he's walking,
something was up.
Yeah, when he was
the
walking
who
were around.
Out there getting shot at knew that wasn't
I wish
not,
you guys had tattled
fast.
To us because like as refs, like we have a lot on our minds. We're trying to actually ref the game, but we're also
we are being pinned down by rapid fire.
You can literally hear us say,
"Where is
that
coming
from?"
That's rapid fire.
Well,
yeah, we're not on the ground. I was on a second level. I couldn't hear you guys shouting.
I picture the
like,
refs in like fancy chairs, like eating
guava. No,
more grapes.
Yeah, because you're also like
there appears to be some commotion down among the peasants.
Let the plebeians play.
Because you guys are like directing the video
we're
and
directing.
Camera people, making sure no one's getting hurt. And
tons
then,
of camera people were getting shot because
yeah,
of that.
One of our girls, Jackie, she got shot, like, hit in the chest, or at least it, like, ricocheted off something and hit her.
Yeah,
I gotta say that, too. Our camera guys yeah. went crazy. Like, Nick and Darren both were,
oh,
like,
yeah.
straight war photographers.
Darren wanted to get shot. He said that. He's like, I want to feel the pain.
Well, oh,
Darren
made sure that happened.
Yeah.
He's an insane person.
I was in that little bridge thing at one point, and this mostly got cut, and it was like the only time I was able to make it far enough to actually like try to advance on their target. And Ian comes from the side, and Darren is to my right, like basically blocking me just to film it. And so Darren just gets completely yeah. decked out in pain, and that's when I also got shot under my mask, like
yeah.
on the jaw, where the jaw meets the meat of your face.
And I took my time to line up my shot, make sure I didn't
you
hit Darren.
You thought about it. You
and
did!
And I pulled off one shot, and I just went to Darren. He just went, bam! Just right in the freaking head.
Shot the poor boy.
The first shot just nailed Darren
you
right in the
it.
Side of the head.
Squaw in the dome.
I don't know how people are accurate with those things. Like the wind, it's just like all
over. Oh, you
over
have to have
place.
A you have to have Wes's gun.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, I shot Wes's gun afterwards and it's a very nice piece of machinery.
Yeah.
In hindsight, we should have taken it from him.
I asked him about it.
I appreciate the craftsmanship.
Hey,
a gun that was obliterating us.
I will say I am of the opinion that even if he had a regular gun,
sure.
Wes is also nuts
sure.
out on the field. He used to play in tournaments and
yeah.
stuff. I mean, I think Wes alone could probably beat all of us together
mm-hmm.
in a paintball match. So, but giving him a supercharged weapon was
we
well,
didn't give it
probably
to
not the best.
Else those guns, if that's the case,
I
yeah,
didn't give it to him. He brought it from home. What did
yeah.
he do?
And that's
did he fly under the radar because he's lost so many of these that you guys were like, just give him one?
Well, wait, it's not like when you guys went to the field, we were like, let's see your guns, let's see your goggles, let's like do a check of all the equipment.
No one else had guns that they brought.
He texted me and said, it's an identical gun to everybody else's, it should be
fine. And you took his word for it.
That's on me for trusting Wes, who I've known for a decade. I'm sorry.
If it's identical, why bother going through all the trouble of hauling it down in your car? Like, you gotta pick out those words, man.
He's weird. I just thought he was a weird guy.
He brought paintballing pants.
Also, like, not just his gun, but his hopper, the thing that holds the paintballs. He has an electric hopper that basically forces the balls down faster so you could shoot a lot faster.
I
was like,
He also brought a police dog and grenades.
Yeah, and I was like, can you turn that off? And like, so it's just like ours. And he's like, oh, everybody's is like the same. And I was like,
He just lied to us.
Yeah.
He just lied.
I think it's a good opportunity to point out, though, that yes, the refs are aware that these are just games. It's whatever. When we're playing them, we get serious about it. While we're filming it, we are dead serious. We get so competitive.
Strategy.
As soon as it's over, we generally let it go.
Oh, dude, kickball.
But in the moments, we get so into it. You are watching real competition.
Kickball, I feel like kickball almost ended Smosh.
Yeah, no, it did.
Kickball legitimately almost ended Smosh.
It was because everyone thought they understood how kickball is played. It turns out we all played by different rules when we grew up, apparently, because we couldn't agree on a single rule once we started playing.
It was brutal. I got mad.
I was having fun. And you operate in chaos. When I grew up, we would play some like family softball games at my grandma's house, and my uncles and my cousins would all play together. And it was exactly like that. Everyone's just yelling at each other. It's like, you can't do that, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, this is great. This reminds me of home. And I was like, I was having a blast. I was like, the ref, what are you doing? That call. And I was having fun. And then all of a sudden, someone's like, shut it down. The game's over. We can't play anymore. Everyone's too mad. And I'm like, oh, really? I thought this was great. Yelling's kind of, like when I played with my family, it's like yelling's kind of part of the game. It's just like what happens. And so I didn't understand that people were genuinely upset.
Yeah, that was probably the roughest. That was definitely the roughest point in summer games. And I hope we never get to that point. It never felt too overly competitive. We never had any sort of like angry moments in this summer games. No, do you guys remember sort of like rough points?
No, not with each other. Like during the operation. Like the bees and the stress.
That sucked.
Of all that. I just like contact sports in general make me very anxious. Like I ran track. I like to stay in my lane and just do my best by myself. So when we did those games like kickball and stuff and people are starting to get mad, like I once with a past boyfriend, I like played basketball with him and his cousins and they like start yelling at me because I did a bad pass and I'm just like, oh my God, I can't do this at all. Like it's just like scary when you're like physically like against each other like that.
So I think I spoke too soon. The real life operation actually was a rough moment because we didn't realize, and I don't put the blame on the people who scouted locations. Apparently, the desert is just home to hundreds of wasps.
Those bees that live in the sand, like the ones that burrow.
Yeah.
Sand bees.
They're like yellow jackets or wasps.
And in greater numbers.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Yeah, it was they decided to really show up when we were all sitting there covered in slime, and the worry was that the bees were going to get stuck in the slime, start freaking out, start stinging us. Luckily, they didn't sting anyone. I did a lot of running around avoiding them, but actually one of the PAs did get stung, and I'm real glad I didn't because she had this huge red welt
Poor
on her.
Thing,
really?
Dude,
yeah.
That sucks.
I mean, she was wearing a crop top in the desert. Like, you're gonna get stung.
We were all wearing crop tops. I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Please, we're wearing a crop top.
That's desert wear.
Yeah, that's fair. I guess.
Are you saying that a woman? Sorry.
No.
Not asking for that sting.
Oh no.
I'm not.
Matt was saying.
I'm not.
I honestly think you guys are in the best position being covered in slime because I don't think wasps or bees can function in a slime.
You could just flick them off.
But they did want that slime.
But it's like they're crawling to their deaths.
And this is something I guess we should have made clear. The slime was not like a gelatinous, like, it wasn't like a Nickelodeon box slime. It was thick water, which is just thick water. There's no sugar or glucose. And the powdered holly powder that we used to slap. That's all it was. That's literally all it was. There's nothing that would have attracted the wasps or made the wasps sting you. It would have been fine if you got...
It was just boring in the desert, so they were like, ooh, bodies. What's happening?
I think they could smell your fear.
I mean, bees see, like, color and stuff like that, and they get attracted. And we weren't worried about, like, they were going to come and, like, eat us because we were covered in slime. It's just literally if they... It was sticky, and it was, like, also hardening and making it harder for us to move. And, like, if the bee... I'm just scared of bees in general. Well,
bees don't enjoy competition.
Yeah.
That's the one thing is, like, we never know about these things until we're in the moment.
Oh, yeah. How, like, can you replicate can that for practice?
Exactly. How can we test these things out? And so it's like, we're all in this together. No one's on vacation.
I think the refs should have gone out there.
We talked about this. So next time, because Matt and I and Garrett and Mitch all went out and scouted the location. Next time we go anywhere, whether it's summer or winter games, we're going to cover ourselves in the slime.
Yes.
And make
sure he's gonna be naked on the toilet.
I'm gonna go naked. I'm gonna test that out for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a whole list. Like,
yeah, this is good. This is good. Kill this. Yeah,
Bring a toilet out wherever you go and just sit there naked.
I'm gonna check all the backs of the toilets, make sure there's water in there. And if there's not water, I'm gonna make sure I can take it from the
upper tank.
Make sure you get a bed.
I think next year should be Smosh Summer Games, 68 degrees even for the entirety of the game.
That'd be great.
Are we ever gonna do winter? Winter games?
I've never gotten to do one, please.
It's the same thing, but just cold.
Yes! That's exactly what I want. Maybe not winter games, but maybe there's something really cool we could do in the winter that I think would be rad. I think there's something that we could do. But I mean, like, where do we go from here in summer?
I know.
I don't know. Let me check Keith's Instagram.
Yeah.
I want medieval games. I want to rent a castle and have us be.
You think castles aren't hot? It's a big brick oven. Like, you think that's not going to suck?
But what? Bricks are cold in the winter.
Sure.
I will tell you that last year, before we were like, we knew what if we were going to do summer games or not, we did go scout a couple of castle locations because we did want that. But then our budget was $4 and we couldn't make it happen.
Like, that's why you siege a castle and you take it. Sorry.
$4 is so much money in medieval times.
That's true. She has a point.
The economy.
American currency was a lot during medieval times.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, medieval could be cool.
I would love a medieval
cruise ship.
Smosh Medea game.
Smosh Medea
game. Oh, yeah. We all dress up like Medea.
Yeah.
Medea?
Medea? Medea? I don't know.
Yeah. It's Medea. Yeah, we know. It's Medea.
Matilda.
Okay.
Matilda.
Hallelujah.
Bees love Medea.
Do we have any like rejected themes that we like were like you said we almost were going to do medieval times
college.
Type thing?
College.
Yeah, we really wanted to do college last year.
I pitched Smosh University because I thought like that's like an attainable budget and we could do fraternities and sororities.
Competitive
like,
tank
as a
team. Stand. Or what is it?
Yeah, the merch would have been really dope. Stand. Like,
yeah, and then maybe Shane can finally finish college.
Finally.
Was that supposed to be a roast? Because I think it's actually awesome that he's
in college right now. Actually the most responsible education out of all of us.
Ha-ha.
Ha-ha, I'm pursuing higher education.
Yeah, what a loser.
We talked about doing pirate-themed. We talked about doing Harry Potter games.
Wizard games.
That's a winter thing. Pirates. Literally, the first Harry Potter was a Christmas movie.
Ooh, that's a good
the
point.
The Yule Ball.
Okay.
Sure. All right, Damien sick that time.
You're talking about shipwrecked or a lost style.
Yeah. Oh,
I mean, here's my goal is
cruise
or tropical.
Yeah.
So if you're listening or watching this podcast and your mom or dad or uncle owns a cruise line, I'm going to put Sarah's number on the screen.
Or
Sarah.
Or just an independent cruise ship owned just by the family. We like that, too.
Yeah, oh, yeah. We can like make it work. But I think a cruise would be so fun.
Oh, my God.
I've never been on one.
Same. What?
Same. I've always wanted to.
Cruises are dope.
I think the way we could do this and save some money is we just we pirate the cruise ship. Like we show up like those boats and throw grappling hooks and like, I'm the captain now.
Yeah. Oh, summer games, we're the captain now.
Shut up! Get back on deck!
Yeah, I'm down. Yeah. Right. If you can climb a rope from a grappling hook, we will do this.
Oh, okay.
Basically, it's Captain Phillips. We do Smash Captain Phillips. Yeah. I want to be Tom Hanks.
Super topical.
Yeah. Cool.
That really happened. That was a true story.
Yeah.
Wow.
Great, Sarah. Thanks.
We're coming up on our time here. What were some of the other apocalypse names that we didn't settle?
Oh, toxicity was originally going to be toxic masculinity.
Send
which I
nukes.
Love that.
Send nukes
was such a good one. I really wanted to do send nukes.
What else was there?
My personal favorite was Waka Flockalypse.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh, then there was the Fallout Bays.
Mm-hmm. Yes, mm-hmm.
That came close.
I like that one.
Fallout Bays came really close.
Fallout Bays was really good. I liked it too.
Vault Bays or something too?
I think,
Nuclear Winners.
The Nuclear Winners was good. Yeah, there was a bunch that we I can't remember. Toxic Masculinity mm-hmm. was one that we were actually going to do. And then what was the other one? Oh, Fallout Bays.
Yeah, we've already done. Be the ones. We've already done Bays.
Oh, no, it was Toxic Yasculinity.
Oh, that's a
Toxic Yasculinity. And Mari, you were actually like, we've already done Yas, we've already done Bay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We should really mix it up. And we did. And I actually really like what we came up with.
Oh, these are the best.
I agree. Also, best shirts of any summer games, mm-hmm. I would say.
The colors are so good. They pop so well. And there's been so much like makeup tutorials that have like happened when people are doing like both team makeup, mm-hmm. like all the fan art has been so amazing this year.
Yeah.
People have been having a lot of fun.
I do really love how much we went all out this year. I think it definitely is going to like set a standard for future stuff because, I mean, Wild West, we did it a little bit. We had the trailer where we dressed up for that and then we did like cowboy hats and stuff, but this time was so cool. I dyed my hair pink that washed out like after 3 days, but it's fine. I'm excited for future ones to do more of that.
Yeah, I think as far as like this one went, like I think it was the best produced, like best handled summer games, and big shout outs go to you guys for setting that whole thing up.
Yeah, and honestly to Garrett,
yeah, Garrett, our producer,
started as a PA, I think, at Wild West, and has been like has risen in the ranks, and like he crushed it this year.
Yeah.
Also, big shout out to Spencer. He edits every single competition, and he does for like every year.
Every year, we've made sure Spencer's the solo editor of the competitions because he's got a certain style, and it's always worked, and he always does. And he takes. This is not like a gameplay video. Like he's taking sometimes like 3 hours of footage of like 12 cameras and cutting it into a like a coherent 12-minute video, and it's really solid.
Yeah. And he's shooting.
And he shot this year. Yeah.
What was the 80s trailer he did? Oh my God. That was so funny.
Well, we did it a couple times. We did it for first summer. We did it for Beach House, and then we did it again for camp.
Yeah.
And I just love that aesthetic of VHS.
Whose voice is the previously on Smosh Summer Games?
That's a robot.
That's
a robot. There's actually an algorithm that we found not too long ago. I think like at some point everyone was out of the office and we needed to do end card VO. And I was like, well, I don't want to do it. And we're just like, we found this website that allows you to just like auto like speak to text. Like because we just typed it in and it just works. I was like, it's so creepy. Let's use it.
It makes me feel so, like every year that I hear it, it makes me feel so good. Yeah. Like it brings me back.
That's great that it works.
I love it. Also, shout out to Ryan, our Trash Panda, for shooting the intro.
The trailer was
sick.
The trailer was awesome.
Had a great time up until almost dying from sweating to death.
Yeah.
But then you had good naked toilet time.
Yeah.
Which is always a good time.
But yeah, I feel like this Summer Games was really awesome. I feel like it's the most, like we had the most control over it. Like we finally got to like have like full kind of say on what happened. Big shout out to Borderlands 3 for doing the little sponsorship.
Dude, sponsors giving us, help us out. Like some people are always in the comments being like, oh, this is the third Wendy's ad I've seen on Summer Games. And it's like, dude, like
it's not
that
cheap.
Or no Summer
it's
Games,
that
or,
yeah, like we're so thankful when we get those. Like what was the one that we got a sponsorship like the night before release on a Summer Games or something? Was that the Bourne Identity?
Oh,
or
it was Jason Bourne. Yeah, it was like the night before we went up. It was like we got like Universal came in. That was where everyone saw like the oh my god, it's Jason Bourne.
Oh my god, it's Jason Bourne
over and over again. And I get it. And look, it's not a perfect science, but at the end of the day, this thing costs $4, and we don't have $4.
Without sponsors, we'd be like, welcome to Smosh Summer Games, Ian's backyard.
Yeah, which is literally last year. Welcome to Smosh Summer Games. We blew it. We had no money, and it was bad.
Yeah, that was difficult.
Yeah.
And I think this year it did really well. It seems like you guys at home enjoyed this one. If you haven't watched all of the videos yet, highly recommend you do it. They're still on YouTube. I suggest you check them out.
For now.
Which
they're still.
Let's go down the row. Which video is your guys' favorite?
Of this year or ever?
Yeah, of this year.
Okay.
Yeah. I guess I'll just start. Mm-hmm. I would say like my favorite was probably the Smosh Family Feud.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just because I like you guys told us to prepare for some tea. But y'all brought it. I know we didn't do one. Like what was the question?
Who have the fakest friendship?
Who have the fakest friendship? So when I pitched this idea, I think I took it from Survivor. I think it's a Survivor game.
It's literally a game show called Family Feud.
No, that's different. They poll 100 people.
Okay.
It's like more like Match Game, but like tattling on each other. But it's a Survivor game, I'm pretty sure. So when we were making these questions, we were like, how far should we go? And I had backup questions, but we're like, we should just go for it because we never really go for it. This is a great way for like douchebag Damien and like Shane to give everyone shit. Like it really turned out to be exactly what it was. Maybe we do more in the future with other squads on YouTube.
Yeah.
That would be really, really cool.
I will say, outside of Trash Panda, my favorite character that came out of Summer Games was Evil Damien. Hands down, Evil Damien.
Oh my God.
Very likable.
Shane knows him very well. He's been slumbering for a long time, but he'll come back.
Oh yeah, I know Dark Damien so well. He's been around for years, but he just comes out at very small moments.
And it's like, it's almost like family therapy for us because we can all come out with our stuff and like, I mean, sure, a little bit is rooted in truth, but at the same time, like, we all love each other and we know that, like, whatever we're saying, like, we're not actually, like, saying it out of spite and we're not trying to, like, start shit. So, I mean,
And I want to give props for Joven because it definitely became a roast.
You mean
Joven. It became a roast on him for the entirety of it.
And that's the great thing is that like everyone is such a good sport. Like, because that game you could easily take personally and be mad at each other and everything like that. But like Noah and Keith after the game, I just remember they were like, holy crap, we've never gone there before. And I was like, guys, it turned out great. And they're like, no, it was so much fun. Like, I think it really takes a lot of confidence in all of you to be able to take that type of thing.
Yeah. And I will say that after I called out Olivia for being late, she was on time the next day.
I mean,
so
we kind of were all sleeping at the same place. So.
Also had a very positive influence on Kimmy's social media.
Yeah.
She gained like 20,000 or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Amazing.
It's almost like everyone had something to rally against to prove wrong so that then they would go to Kimmy's social media and follow her and show her love.
Are you taking credit for all of her success?
Yes. No, you're just being mean.
Sark Damien.
Damien, what was your favorite competition?
For as stressful as it was really fun to play that giant operation. I wish everybody else had an opportunity to do so because it was fun as hell.
Now, if you were not the operator and if you were sitting there with the slime on, would it have been your favorite competition?
Yeah. Absolutely not.
Yeah, but we're asking
what my favorite is.
I wondered if you wanted to be the surgeon because you just wouldn't get slimed on. Like,
did we make it clear in the video that it took Damien literally an hour to do
not
his
an
thing?
Hour, but a long time.
The edit was clean.
We had to cut it down. There was a lot. There was a lot.
God. It was a long time. But no, it was. I don't mind the slime, and we didn't know about the bees and the hard drying pain before then. So it was just a matter of like, I want to play Operation. that was it. But yeah.
I know it doesn't count as a competition, but watching Toxicity perform for Try Not to Laugh was incredible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got Mari, that's the hardest I've ever laughed on that series. Like ever was when you were that character.
Dude, Mari, what the hell?
Like that slide is the coolest thing I've ever seen.
My favorite bit, I think.
Yeah, it was weird. I don't know where that voice came from, and when it happened, it was a surprise to me as well.
Got possessed for like a second.
So it like came from like the bowels, and I'm like, oh, it's happening.
It was great. I think that was probably one of my favorite Try Not to Laugh bits. Also, fucking Oops. Ooh, it doesn't matter if I say fuck.
Pure podcast. Don't you know?
Jovan doing the front flip. I was like, what is he's not gonna? Oh my god.
He's been practicing or something.
No, he said he'd never done it before.
Oh what?
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
And he chose to do it almost naked.
He did do a kip up. Like successfully, yeah. Impressive. Yeah. Eventually,
mm-hmm. That was impressive.
And they got it spit on, which was very enjoyable.
That's yeah. Lasercorn.
Despite Wes's overbearing gun, I really liked paintball. Mm. I just really like playing paintball in general. It's just fun, and I really get into it. And I got, you know, I was I think I killed you when I was like prone under the. Under the bridge, just waiting for you guys to come up.
You mean when you were defending and you weren't supposed to go 10 feet from the base?
Right.
And
well,
this was after
Wes had already turned on auto mode, which by the way, it slipped. I still don't believe that. I think there was like an ignition sequence. He's like flipping 8 switches. But anyway, after that, I'm just like, whatever. So I was on defense and I killed you guys. And I'm like, move up, attack. You know, they have 2 walking back. And I didn't see anyone going up. And I'm just like, fuck it. And I charged up and I was like lighting up your base and stuff. Yeah, I was having a blast.
We were pretty aware though. Like when I saw Lasercorn was going forward, I was like, okay, I'll be defense while
it was great. We had some good duels there too. Cause you were always on that side and it was me and quote unquote Olivia, Tommy. We had Operation Chaos, which is where we just kind of went around the side and just tried to
flanking maneuver.
Screw with you guys.
Yeah, it was good.
We had some good duels. Yeah.
My bruises, dude.
Yeah, I could hear you guys. And there were those like shipping containers over there, and I could hear you guys, your footsteps echoing around. I'm like, where are they? Yeah, it was very intense. I actually, we had like vests on underneath at first, and I'm like, I don't want to go with the vest. And I took off the vest, and then Noah's like, cut holes in your nipples again. And I'm like... Maybe too far, but no bets. It'll just hit me through the shirt. But yeah, I just love I love playing paintball, and I had a good time. Next time, I'm bringing my own gun. See who wins then.
Is it just a gun?
I just shoot Wes.
We're gonna just make you guys do it by throwing the paintballs. That's what we're gonna do.
Wes is gonna come with a fake arm. That's a paintball gun.
My favorite video also was Family Feud because I had a lot of fun with you guys, and also Spelling Bikini Wax.
Mm.
I love shooting that video every time. I have so much fun watching you guys all in pain.
And the Jovan callback,
yeah. And everyone was like, didn't everyone know that Jovan's bad at spelling? Yes. That's why he was on the show.
Dude, apparently when he was going to do that chest wax thing, like that when he took his shirt off, he wasn't planning to do that. Like he was planning on just being fully naked for his regular wax. But I was like, oh, he's bringing it back to the chest wax. And Jovan was like, yeah. So that was my bad.
Oh, that's what happened?
Yeah, apparently he wasn't planning to do that.
Yeah, I had no clue Oops. He was going to do that. No clue.
He just runs on instinct. Mm-hmm. That's just Jovan's
He's
superpower.
A smart man.
Yeah.
Joan is very smart.
Joan. The first person in the history to misspell his own name.
Well, probably not, but yeah.
Also, the question he had done that on was like, who's the least book smart?
Yeah.
Like, that is a crazy mistake.
So perfect. My favorite competition that we haven't talked about yet is the crossbow shootout.
Mm.
And so... obviously, it was very hot when we did it. Ian, that helped you earn the worst fail, which, you know, sucks, but it was a great moment. Also, it was just a personal goal of mine to have Shane lick my armpit, so that was incredible
for me.
He could
die now.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm slowly dying.
Yeah, so that was a big moment for me, and I really enjoyed that. Also, seeing Matt's idea for... a punishment come to life, which is the tongue drill.
So
what do we call it?
It was Atomic Wet Willy.
Atomic Wet Willy.
Yeah. Which is your other handle.
He's now obsessed with those fake tongues.
And I love them. You're going to see him in a couple Smosh Games videos, so buckle up.
Yeah, before this podcast, he was like playing with one, just having it in his mouth.
It's so gross.
I was like, is that edible? He's like, no, and just sticks in his mouth.
I mean, I'm old school. My favorite every year, which is why we bring it back every year, is Belly Flop. Mm-hmm. I love it. It's so much fun, and because you guys won't let me bring back hot peppers or mouse traps is the only thing I can bring back.
I'm down for hot peppers.
Okay.
I'm down for mouse traps.
Mouse peppers.
Belly Flop is just great because, I mean, I feel like every year,
there's always kind of like, and you guys are actually really good at this, like finding moments in the video with 12 people all yelling at the same time. But Belly Flop is the only competition I feel like where everyone gets a showcase. Every single one of you gets a showcase and you're able to like have a moment and it really plays. And I think this year, like you said, like everyone brought it.
Every single person
brought it. Kimmy for her first time ever. I feel like her pun was strong. Her flop was strong. Like she did a really good job. Like everyone brought it. Jovan brought it. You're almost near
Even
death.
Even Keith,
who last year legitimately phoned it in.
Yeah.
This year, I think he did a really good job.
Yeah.
I was legitimately surprised. I think this was our best belly flop.
And those thumbnails, man.
And even Wes did the, he brought Shane up for a second. He did the faint. Yeah, he almost did the West rap, which I was like, I thought we killed it, but he's a good sport with it. Man, that thing, we beat that dead horse back to life.
Just 1 year, I wish he'd do a rap, and I wish that he had gotten like private lessons for a year to get really good at rapping one of these years. My favorite was also paintball. I was lighting up Noah and Keith at one point as two bean poles, and like, and that was great because they were just fooling around. So, and also this one doesn't count as a competition, but I love the fact that we were able to bring back MariCraft.
Yay!
Yeah.
It was great. It was really so. Those four episodes were a journey.
Long live Brunhilde.
Mari, your hair looks so sick.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right now?
Yeah. Right now, dude. Oh, I love it. You're doing like a more blue. I love the black and the blue.
Yeah. It's 100% on purpose. She spent a lot of money on it.
No, I don't know what's going on with it. My hair girl moved to Tennessee, so now it's just doing its own thing.
Fly there.
Yeah. Fly to Tennessee.
Go to Tennessee.
We had the same
dude,
hair
it looks
person.
So good.
We might have to start flying. Yeah, it's been problematic.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Aww. Thank you, Courtney.
Yeah.
Mine was also belly flop. It was really impressive how every single person brought it. But Matt basically said everything that I think on that, so I want to give a shout out to one of my favorite try not to laugh jokes ever, which is now Lasercorn's diphtherium medication. That was insane.
Was it the slide into his DMs?
Yeah.
Or whatever?
Which back in my day meant diphtherium medication, which is just blew my mind. And then Courtney also had boneless, which is probably my favorite joke she's ever done.
Oh my God, yes.
Thank you.
Boneless.
The sassy leg bit too was also
I really think those two gauntlets are like two of our best ever made.
It's really fun when we get to like get all together for those. I think the last time we all did a Try Not to Laugh together was the Smosh Games Try Not to Laugh at Defy, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, man. And then also Tommy had the Jamie Lee Curtis competition.
Oh,
I mean, there's
so
not a bad joke in either of them. Even Wes doing his roasting is really, really funny. Yeah. It was great, man. Yeah.
It was awesome, man. I think this wrapping up Smosh Summer Games Apocalypse, I'd say just big win overall. I'm
best
happy
year by far,
with,
I think.
Well,
with
everything.
I also think, yeah, we talked about with the fan art, but we have to shout out the fans. Mm-hmm. Like,
absolutely.
We can't do any of this stuff without the fans, mm-hmm. and it's like it's so important that the fandom is, and like such positivity, such support. Everyone's so glad that we've been able to do this, especially compared to last year. And mm-hmm. I really do appreciate the fandoms, especially because I'm in social and I see all of them talking all the time. And, you know, share with your friends. And so you guys have something to geek out about, because really that's like really what we need to continue to
do awesome stuff like this.
Yeah.
The only reason
talented.
Why we do it. It's sitting in the desert for 4 days at 115 degrees with a naked Ryan Todd is fun and all. We do it for you guys.
It's the best time ever. And actually, the point that really hit for me was showing the trailer at VidCon.
Yeah.
A huge room full of fans. Yeah. That moment, I've never played in a band like live to people, but I have to imagine that's like a similar feeling, like seeing everyone so excited and just like the second Matt announced, you didn't even announce it, you kind of teased it.
I was like, oh, I got one more thing I want to play.
Yeah, that roar that happened.
And then,
was so great.
And then when the video starts and the trailer starts and we walk out of that door and we're like, I'm so excited for summer, people are like, whoa! You haven't even heard the joke yet.
Dude, I found I was tagged in a video on Instagram that a fan just recorded it from the audience. So it was really cool to listen to that, because you can hear what everyone's saying. They're like, this is so fucking sick!
Just like screaming,
freaks!
Yeah.
Like,
so yeah, good. Well, I, you guys were on stage, and luckily when we're at VidCon, we can be a little incognito. So I was in the audience with them and just looking at some of the fans' faces. And I remember just one girl, her jaw was on the floor. She was standing up, and she was like. And then I saw her like an hour later buying both of the team shirts. And I'm like, that's this awesome. Is so sweet. And they even cheered when like the ref's shot came up on screen. Yes. And I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. And so it's like, we feel the love. We definitely yeah. feel the
oh,
love
yeah.
always.
So much this year. It was great. Yeah.
So if you haven't yet gone through all the Summer Games videos, get some friends together. Root on your favorite team. Watch it from beginning to end.
And if your relative owns a cruise line, yes. tweet at us.
Or an island.
Or an island. Ooh. If your tropical cruise, we'll do it all.
Yeah, Smosh if your dad
Firefest.
If your dad owns Hawaii, yeah. hit us up.
If your dad is Johan Hawaii, the owner of Hawaii.
But again, thank you guys so much for coming on this podcast. Thank you guys for watching. We're gonna leave some links for Smosh Summer Games in this video on YouTube. And if you're listening to this on the podcast and you're driving your car right now listening, pull over right now. Watch all of Smosh Summer Games Apocalypse.
Yeah.
6 hours.
Thank you guys so much. This has been an honor and a pleasure, and I'll never forget it for the rest of my life.
Are you quitting?
Yep, bye.
Oh. Love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.